We're back, Pitches. We're back, Pitches.
That's right. They can't get rid of us. Squatting.
That's the,
we're the cockroaches of the podcasting world.
That's right.
We're back, Pitches is the tagline for Pitch Perfect 2. The fact that Pitch Perfect 1 was revered by anyone is beyond me. Did you see that thing?
Yeah,
did you see
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, you both saw it?
Yeah, because it kept getting like really great reviews. I'm like, there must be something here.
Isn't it like a Glee movie?
Look, we're exposed.
I don't like that one bit.
Neither do I.
I feel like I'm looking through binoculars backwards right now.
Let me set the scene real quick. Hey, first of all, welcome to the After Disaster. I am Anderson. That is Mike Carano to my left, and there's Ty Ty on the, if you can find applause. Hey, look at
20 yards away from us.
And,
who would have thought it was under applause?
Who would have thought this room is so big?
Like a battered, abused wife crawling back to her abusive husband, the After Disaster is back in its old home.
Mm-hmm.
We keep saying this is the last time we're ever going to do it, but as long as this place is here.
Don't hit me. Stop hitting me.
But there are changes occurring. They ripped down a bunch of drapery that I designed and had put in here for Loveline about 4 or 5 years ago. So it's barren. And somebody thought it would be smart to move the console about 20 feet from its original location, so we're up against the wall.
I got to say, this is more convenient, hypothetically, if you're going to have a band set up right there.
Mm-hmm.
So, that room is...
This room is huge.
It's enormous and awkward.
It's a big room.
I was just fantasizing that I lived in this room now for a moment.
Turn me up a little, would you?
This would be a nice apartment. Mm. The screening booth could be the bathroom.
So we're going to do a tight hour, right?
Yes.
Apparently we did tight hour last week. People were congratulating us. I think we were like 59 minutes.
Perfect. We have to be that again. We really don't have a choice. So let's get
perfect.
Right to it. Let's get to good stuff first. First, A, keep forgetting to ask you, Ty Ty. How's the all less?
Less?
In 2015 going for
less
you?
Less is good. Less took a back seat probably the last about week and a half. But I've emerged from my week of hell, so I'm back on the less train.
When you say less, do you mean less motivated or just
no.
less everything?
You're going to say yes less and take on less.
It means I choose what I want less of.
Okay.
Tyler, for his New Year's resolution, which actually is quite genius when you actually lay it out there and examine it and look at it from afar, less
mm-hmm.
in 2015. I kind of wish that I came up with that.
It scares me. I like it, but I'm frightened.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what show recently, but there was a show, I think it was a week ago, where less came up. It was the mantra on
Here's what I'm afraid of. I'm going to be sitting in front of an attorney signing my bankruptcy papers, and then I just look at him and go, less. I did less this year.
I wouldn't worry too much about that. I don't think it's going to happen.
Real quick.
Yes.
You just picked up a penny, which we both do.
Right.
Because I heard a long time ago that it's good luck.
Right.
I don't believe in good luck and bad luck and superstitions.
Nor do I.
I say I don't believe it. Tonight at the gas station, getting gas for the 10,000th time in my life.
That's a lot.
It was on $13 or 13 gallons,
mm-hmm.
and I kept going. I'm like, it better cross into 14, and I do that every time I realized.
I don't.
Every time. If I'm topping off my car and it lands on 13 and change, I keep going until it's off of 13.
I kind of like 13, actually. Jillian and I, that's her favorite number. It was my number in high school football. I was 13. My locker at school, out of thousands of lockers, I somehow got locker 13. I kind of like 13. Actually, looking back on the way my high school football career went, and my high school career went, I should probably say that as a bad omen. But yet I still love. We got married on October 13th. We like 13.
Okay.
But I'm not a religious person by any means. But if I'm driving and I glance down at the old
666,
if that's coming up, I try my best to keep my eye on the road. I don't want to look at it.
Really?
I speed through that tenth of a mile. Yeah.
How about this?
Don't like Satan on my odom.
I'm getting kicked out of my office, and I was cleaning.
Is it official yet, or you just heard it from a contractor?
No, it's official.
Okay.
It's official, but not for another month. But I started cleaning out some of the old stuff that's been piled in there for 15 years.
It's a long time.
And I found a casket with a voodoo doll in it, a handmade wooden casket about 14 inches tall with a voodoo doll in it, and a handwritten book of spells, along with a small velvet bag full of bones and herbs that somebody left in the Improv in Irvine for Janine Garofalo one night. Mm-hmm. They left it sitting at their table and said, for Janine. And I ended up taking it home. So that's been in my office since 2000. Well, actually not 15 years, but 2002, 2003. And today I brought it out and I showed it to everybody. And I said, anyone want this before I throw it in the dumpster? And somebody goes, I would not get rid of that now. That you know, once you get rid of it, bad shit's probably going to start happening to you. And now I'm freaked out.
What if it starts happening to you?
And I put it back in my office.
Jeanine Garofalo. You mispronounced her name.
I don't know, but I showed it. I showed it to the general manager of the club, a friend.
You're right, Tyler.
A friend and a woman named Rita, who you've met.
I know Rita. I like Rita.
And Rita removed the pin from the doll and repeatedly started stabbing into the doll. And I went, "What are you doing?" And she goes, "What is this for?" And I go, "You're right now. You might be really hurting somebody." Uh-huh. She's like, "I just wanted to. I thought it was a cushion or something." I'm not like,
a pin
no,
cushion.
It's a doll.
Kind of is.
Yeah.
Who comes up with that? I mean, it's such a basic, simple idea.
Like
I love the
idea.
It's
like religion. It's like a religious.
It's black thing. Voodoo.
Yeah.
I say black voodoo. I mean, I don't mean black people voodoo. I just mean, you know, like black magic. Black magic is the same kind of thing.
Black voodoo would be a good name for a woman who lives in New Orleans.
Not written down my phone.
It's my daughter, Black Voodoo.
I have been on the fence about bringing this up on the show, but it just came up because racism jolted through my brain just now. Mm-hmm. I think that I may have enabled a crime because of my white guilt.
Let's hear it.
A number of weeks ago, driving to somewhere from my house, always in a rush.
Of course.
I like every time I have to take the trash cans.
I'm in a rush when I go to the massage parlor.
Like I'm paranoid. So like
back up. I don't go to a massage parlor. I go to a massage place.
Okay.
On occasion. Haven't been for 6-8 months, a year.
If
I'm very tense.
I'm
what
paranoid.
I'm saying is I need a listener to give me a back rub.
It's creepy.
Here come the DMs.
So like on trash day, like I don't like the trash barrels to be out in front of my house empty because it
encourages people to throw their trash in your trash can.
That and also more importantly, like it shows that I'm not home. Like, oh, he hasn't gone home yet. So even though my fucking neighbor, it makes it look like his trash cans are mine because they're like right next to my house and he leaves them out for days.
Slide them over.
I hate that. Mean you're crazy lazy?
I fucking hate that. And that's like dishes piled in the sink.
Yeah, but if you're going to have to rob somebody, you want to rob the guy that takes his trash cans in immediately or the lazy fuck that leaves them out there? You're going to rob the lazy guy because he's going to be on his couch eating Cheetos.
Fair.
So it occurred to me the other day, I'm like,
wow, detective.
What's going on Tuesday mornings where I'm always like in a rush? Because, you know, I make my own schedule during the day. I work nights.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm always in a rush on Tuesday. It's strange because every time I like, start my car, I open the garage door. And I'm like, fucking trash cans. I don't have time for this. Mm-mm. And then I started thinking about it. Took catalog. You liked that last week.
Yeah.
And
I liked it.
It's not Tuesdays. It's just every day. I'm always just rushing somewhere.
Yeah.
Right? I've got to slow down.
Me too. Do less.
Yeah.
Do less.
Less rushing.
Let's make this podcast 40 minutes tight.
So I'm rolling out of my neighborhood. This is a number of weeks ago now. And I see this.
When you say rolling, do you mean on your skateboard or in your car?
Car. I see this woman, middle-aged woman with a small daughter.
Got a problem right there.
And she's like unpacking groceries coming out of her SUV.
Too old
car.
To have a child.
And she's walking towards her front door. And on the other side of the street, opposite side, I see a... could be considered a somewhat crazed looking African-American fellow, black guy.
Yep.
Right? Middle-aged, perhaps a little bit older, perhaps over the hill. And he's saying something to her, inaudible. I can't tell what he's saying. And she reacts a little bit. And
you mean you could hear what he was saying, but it was inaudible?
But I was driving by, slowly.
Okay, got it. I thought you meant like he was gibberish.
She looked concerned. He looked frazzled, a bit crazed. We're in a little quiet. You know my neighborhood. It's a quiet little neighborhood.
Yep.
Not that there's no black people there. There's black people, but not that there's like not, the transients aren't just kind of. It's not like a throughway for transients. It's rare that you see. I don't think that he was homeless. He may have been.
To be honest with you, if I was a black guy, I wouldn't want to live in that neighborhood.
So I was thinking, damn, why?
Too many Mexicans. Rim shot. Well,
we're doing a tight 20. Good night, everybody.
So I'm like, I slow down. I look at him real hard. I look at her. I kind of give her an eye. She gets eye contact with me, and then she looks back at him, and she's fumbling for her keys.
Did she mouth, "Help me"?
It was all very quick. But then I made a judgment call, and that is if I stop or roll back
now,
and say, "Is everything cool?"
Absolutely. You got problems.
I look like a racist white fuck.
Absolutely.
So I made an executive decision to turn right.
You should have looked at him and said, "Is she bugging you?"
That's what I should have done. Where were you? I needed your advice.
I don't like the situation one bit.
I don't think anything happened.
There's nothing you can
do. I checked it when I came back, 8 hours later, and
there's no blood.
I went by the house. Like the house looked normal. It wasn't. There's no crime tape. I put that little girl and that lady in danger, and it bugged me the whole time. After I was gone, after I left, I'm like
rechecking local news sites.
Not so much, but
I've I don't know who the fuck I think I am. I did it last night. I was driving down. I was in the valley, heading home on a side street, and I saw something. Looked like a guy was, like, forcing. He wasn't. It wasn't. It was nothing. It just looked like I glanced to my right at a random apartment building, and I saw a guy opening the door, and it looked like he didn't belong there.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't a man of color or anything. He was just
a man of color. We don't say that.
It was just a dude, and I don't even know what color he was. And I went, you know what, Mike Carano.
You use your full name when you talk to yourself.
I just went like, I don't know who I think I am, but I'm swinging to you because that didn't feel right, and it was a non-issue. But I thought, what am I doing? I just went, that looks weird, and I swung at you and drove by again. There's and he was gone. And I was like, okay,
that's just neighborly.
Hmm.
Yeah. I'm telling you, if that guy was white, I probably would have stopped and got out of the car. I went, everything cool here, guys?
But yeah, how would you do it? I guess you could introduce yourself and go, hey, I'm your neighbor, aunt.
What you said was perfect. If I, like, rolled down my window and said, like, rolled back, and I'm like, and if I just said to him, hey, is she bugging you? That would have been perfect. And if she had any kind of sense of humor, she would have found it funny. God damn it. Oh.
And then you and her
would
have laughed, like, haha, he's not on to this.
Yeah,
you did that.
Uh-huh.
And then you should have been like, I'm smarter than...
You should have done like the
guys.
When the gross guy's hitting on someone at the bar and do the like, oh, like, Julie, here's your drink. Like, you could have been like.
Like a little cock block. That'd be kind of weird, though, if I'm just like, hey, here's your drink, lady.
And she's like, this is my husband.
And you could be like, Susie, right. I'll take out your trash cans or something.
Mm.
You know.
Mm. How far from your house?
Maybe a 10-second walk, 20-second
walk. So he could see where you live?
No, I was already on the other street. Hey, you guys, how do you guys feel about the when people write, "Nuff said"?
Don't like it. Don't like it.
I think it's my new least favorite thing in the American lexicon.
Mm.
I hate it.
I don't know.
On message boards and stuff, people just like write the name of one thing, like, "Nuff said."
You know what I like less?
Or like, hey, you want to come to this party? There's going to be booze
less.
There. Nuff said.
You know what I like less is when people use the phrase, "getting pussy."
Michael, it's very different.
No, it's like, it's just a crude way to say I'm trying to have sex with a stranger. I'm
trying to get some poon.
Yeah, trying to get some pussy.
Trying to get some
I don't know why.
Who do you talk
me.
To that says these things?
I just hear it.
Yeah, who are you running with?
I definitely heard it. And I know you have too, because I've heard it so many times.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, throughout your life, you're going to hear douchebags say like, dude, I was getting some pussy last night. It's pretty great.
I don't know why that bothers me. Nuff said.
Please don't isolate that. Well, nuff said doesn't bother you?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
It does, because
what
I don't
about
like,
this stuff?
I don't. Written especially.
What if our listeners? What if they try and, like, you know how like internet memes occur?
Yeah.
Like you know, like Pwned. Mm-hmm. How Pwned came about.
I still
Please
don't
tell
get
me
that.
More.
Still don't.
Do you
get
know
that
Ty?
One.
I know lots of things.
I know you do.
I'm more interested in hearing you tell me about them.
Pwned.
All right, so I don't know what it means. I don't know what the Pwned.
I think
means.
We covered this on the show.
I know.
Right.
I forgot.
20 years ago.
I forgot.
But like you know, everyone was writing like for a while. Everyone was going owned. Like there'd be like they'd make like a picture of like a mentally. I remember one in particular. It was very funny. It was a mentally challenged kid. They probably took the picture out of Special Olympics. Evil shit. And there was like a giant like Bigfoot tracker, like a big truck with the big lifted truck behind him. And they made it look like he was about to be smashed by it. And it just said pwned. But people would write owned. Someone fucked up and write pwned by mistake because they own the pier right next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone just. Piled on, and then instead of owned, it evolved into pwned because because that's how dumb the internet is.
Okay, since you brought that up, I understand the gist of it, but what is OPP?
Yeah, you know me.
Yeah, I'm down with OPP. I don't know what it means. I think I get the P part, but what's the OP?
I don't think we're supposed to know. It's like
their
crew.
So it's not like a thing.
I think it's like their clique.
Okay. Okay.
Right?
I'd like to know that.
There's nothing. It's not like grand knowledge, Ty, right? What are you doing?
Oh, I don't know what it means.
What are you looking up over there?
Okay, this
I'm
is,
Googling I, OPP.
I'm happy that
okay,
you guys
good,
don't
good.
Know what this means because I thought I was just dumb.
I think I may have looked it up once, like Tyler's telling me right now, and I was bored. I was like, oh, it means that? I don't care.
Urban Dictionary claims that it stands for other people's pussy.
No.
Which I find.
I'm down for other people's pussy. Yeah, you know me. All right.
It sort of
where
makes
I was
sense.
Going. Is what if, like our
new
listeners.
New pussy is a much more efficient way to say it.
Strange. I'm down for.
I don't like that one.
I'm down with SPP. Strange people's pussy. What if our listeners, people who are familiar with the program, instead of Nuff said, they started saying, writing, Snuff said.
Whoa!
Little El Presidente. Brought the El Presidente. Sorry, it's warm. I've been coddling it in my hand. What if What if, like on message boards, what if they just took over? And we just started writing snuff said everywhere. Like in message boards and stuff. Just like, just snipe in with snuff said. Just out. All over Reddit. Reddit's got to have its own snuff said.
Thank what you.
All right, it's going to start.
You don't sound enthusiastic, Tyson.
No, I like it. I don't want to have to do it.
It's too hard for watch.
I want the listeners to do it.
Watch. That's it. That was easy.
You did it.
Snuff said.
Where'd you post that?
I didn't. I just wrote it on IMDb.
Snuff said.
Was there a movie called Snuff Said? Ooh, that should be the title of a film that I need to write.
I would like... I like the
Welcome to Anderson's Brainstorm Hour, everybody.
I like the idea of a new listener tuning into the podcast or reading about it on the website and seeing references to snuff everywhere and thinking this is just like 200-year-old dudes sitting around.
You don't want to type snuff into IMDb. You're going to see all sorts of movies you wish you weren't familiar with. Jesus Christ almighty. The Cohasset snuff film? Jesus Christ. All right, enough of that. A little El Presidente.
You have some?
Oh, yeah. Where it all came from, Tai Tai. Snuff said.
Did you buy? Is that new?
No, this is the same one.
Wow, it's lasting
a long
time.
Is that a lot? Did I do too much?
That's crazy a lot. Right, no, I like it. I like it.
Well, you just don't want to put it back in there.
No, right. I mean, I don't know. What's that letter, that word written on the top of your hand in ballpoint pen?
It says billboard. Billboard is something I have to remember for work, for later. Speaking of which, how are those shirts coming, Tai Tai?
Hey, they're coming along.
I'm getting bombarded. Want me to take care of it? I'll take care of it.
No, no.
To bring something up.
I'm getting bombarded. People want shirts.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow they'll be up.
Really?
One of our listeners bought a shirt, the original batch, never received it.
Yeah. Julie? We sent it back to
Sarah.
Her. All right. And, did we send her another one? We sent her two.
I don't know. There was someone who said they never got theirs, and I sent it to them, and then another one happened, and so I don't know if I sent it to the wrong person, but...
I'll send
whoever it is.
Oh shit!
Sorry, dude.
I didn't realize I was so unstable.
Mike just.
I will. I'll send it so you don't have to.
We already sent it. I thought we sent her two, right? I packaged them up. We have put.
She didn't get them, according to her.
Well, I send some panties. We'll send the shirt.
40 shirts,
and she's quite upset about it.
Sorry, really?
Well, it's been like 3 months, 4 months.
Well, we'll give her a new one and an old one.
That's. I said I will hand deliver it.
There's some chick named Sarah out there. It's probably like she's just stockpiling.
Just swimming in shirts.
I'll, like in a few months, I'll be like, Tyler, are we going to sell the shirts yet? You're like, we have none left. We keep sending them to Sarah. And we go to Sarah.com and they're just all up there.
I like to have that website name. I like the name Sarah.
All right, I'm about to turn you guys on to something new, I think.
Bring it on.
Are you excited?
Yes.
You may have already heard of it. But
might
I doubt
be the snuff
it.
Talking, but yeah.
Oh, snuffy, snuff, snuff.
I got to get up early and drive to the Madonna Inn tomorrow.
All right. Fantastic.
That's why.
Have you ever heard of Puddle's Piddle Party?
It does sound familiar.
Don't try and be hip.
It does sound very familiar.
Tai Tai.
Sounds like something where things pee on each other.
Sounds good. No risk.
Am I wrong?
Have you heard of a diaper party?
What? All right, I guess we're done with Puddles.
A guy at the improv in the 90s asked me if I wanted to go to a diaper party, and I was like, I don't
Snuff
know what that
said.
Is. And he goes, you've never been to a... He was a frat dude. He worked at the club, and he goes,
he's like, there's a lot of pussy at
and he goes,
diaper party.
A lot of OPP.
You go to a party, tons of
poopy
beer,
parts.
Everybody wears a diaper, the bathrooms are locked. And I was like, that's the stupidest fucking party idea I've ever heard of.
That is awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why would you bring that up?
It was like a call. It was like a frat thing, a diaper party.
That's awful. Yeah, then you show up, and there's one guy, and he's ready to do diaper play with you.
I don't know what you think, where the advantage of what kind of party angle is that? Like, you're going to a party to hang out, have some drinks, try to meet some chick. I'm talking about college dudes. Now, who wants to meet some girl who's been soaking in her own pee?
Ugh.
No, I don't think it's a real thing. I think it's an urban legend. Did you go?
No.
Yeah. You know, whoever hosts that party, enjoy cleaning up all the excrement and pee around your house.
Yeah, what are your neighbors going to think when you have a whole trash can full of diapers Monday morning?
Okay. So I had dinner with our friend Trevor.
Okay.
All right. Who's good friends with Burt Banks.
Oh.
Trevor's a great guy. He's the guy that does all the imaging, a lot of the imaging for K-Rock. He's a very talented guy. He's the voice.
Wait, are you talking about a podcast?
What?
That?
No. I didn't know there was a podcast. It's not a podcast.
You did a podcast?
No. Everyone settled
down. Anderson?
Everyone settled the fuck down.
Are you the new Dr. Drew tearing the After Disaster apart?
Everyone's, hey, it's with Bobcat. That's fucking weird.
That might be how I heard of it.
That's fucking weird. All right, so Trevor. You know Trevor Tai Tai. I don't know if you've met Trevor, but Trevor's one of the greatest human beings that walks the earth. I love this man. He's a great man. I'm actually genuinely jealous of his wife because she gets to wake up next to this man. I wouldn't want to get, you know, like taken advantage of by him, but I would love to wake up every morning to him telling me stories because he's just fantastic.
Okay.
Canadian fellow, super tall, kind of goofy, gangly looking, and just fantastic. And
he always, if he wants to have a slumber party, we can make that dream come true.
That would be pretty great. But he's got three kids now, and his hands are full. Plus, he's got like 20 jobs. He's like the voice of five different Canadian radio stations. He's the voice of one of the Disney channels. He's all over through K Rock because he does imaging. And then, but he's the one that he took me to to see a show called the Sleepy Time Gorilla Museum.
Yeah, wait, I just heard that band mentioned the other day.
It's a letdown because the name is so great. There's no way any band could ever live up to that name, but he was all into it, so we went. Anyways, we had dinner at the Tam O'Shanter over the weekend, and he and his wife and my wife and their three kids, and it was fantastic.
Sounds like three too many.
Every time I see him, he always has some new thing that he's into. And right now, like,
you walk in and he's like, Rubik's Cube.
He's like, this new party that we're going to, it's this thing.
Rubik's Cube bike.
All the bathrooms are locked. I'm like, what? No, he didn't say that. So he's obsessed with the Magic Castle.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, yeah, whatever, Trevor. I was actually kind of let down. I'm like, Magic Castle. He was all dressed nice. Like, he looked like a valet when he came to dinner. I'm like, dude, why are you making me look bad over here? He's like, sorry, we're at the Magic Castle this morning. We're members, and we go for brunch all the time.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm like, easy, dude. I'm like, and Trevor. I'm a little let down because it's like, yeah, Magic Castle.
The kids dressed up, too?
Not so much. But
oh, they don't let kids in there.
As long as they're wearing a tie.
For brunch, they do. First time I ever went was with a Boy Scout troop.
Wow. Anyway. I loved that time we went. I thought it was fantastic. I think the place is incredible.
You'd never want to go again.
I have no desire to go again because drinking was such a big part of it.
Yeah. I heard this
drunkenly cutting a woman in half on my
end. Oh, yeah. Tyler was drunk and he was up on stage performing. Do we take any more? Take a volunteer. Tyler was like, me! He was on stage before.
I don't think it was that.
Like,
I don't think it was that eager.
Like, all right,
but I remember
I guess
the people
guy
around us wanted to kick all of our asses, and I barely remember being up there. So,
how much money did you spend on booze?
Not that much, actually. Probably 100 something.
Okay, well,
that seems like a lot.
Seems like a ton
for two people. For me and Lauren.
The last time we all went together, I may have bought one or two drinks for people. Not a lot, but I spent well over $100, and I was like, "That's too much money to get drunk."
Anderson augmented it, though, when he just went behind the bar and helped himself to some beer.
Oh, I did, yeah. Downstairs.
At that secret bar.
Yeah, we found a secret bar downstairs. No one was there. No
okay,
one
now
made
I want
it
to go back.
And we just started pouring booze. All right.
That might be part of my attraction to Madonna Inn, is it's sort of like the Magic Castle.
It is. It's similar. All right. I apologize, guys.
This
I don't
quite the build up.
Have appropriate information, but I was a little bit disappointed because Trevor usually brings something better than just talking about the Magic Castle. He quickly moved off the Magic Castle and started talking about the original Magic Castle, which is in Hancock Park. It's in Los Angeles, and it's where, like, this rich – I don't remember details, God damn it! But it's where this rich guy that was really into – their whole family was really into magic, and they used to have private shows.
They still do. They mm-hmm. still have shows.
Yes. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
It's the Elwood or something.
It looks amazing.
Yes.
And it looks genuinely creepy, and he still has performances mm-hmm. there, and I forgot all about it until you just brought it up right now.
So Trevor has been there. Like, you have to be invited by the woman who actually owns it and runs it, and I guess they pledged some money towards it, like his family did, so that's how they got in. Like, they pledged some cash, so they got an invite, and then they got reinvited, and they went back, and when he was there,
second time is the gangbang.
They have various performances and whatnot, and that's all cool and whatnot. He was talking about how he saw a bunch of, like, Moby was just sitting there in the audience. There's a bunch of people in the audience in this backyard in this amazing house, but they're mm-hmm. trying to, they got to pour a bunch of money into the house. They're like kickstarting or something because the house is falling apart. Anyways, what I gather, the thing that I glean from all of this is Puddle's Pity Party, who is this 6'5" clown, like traditional sad French looking clown.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking right now, man. And it's terrifying.
And he has got like a voice of an angel.
Should
and
we
he
play
sings.
Some?
Oh, yes. We should play some Puddle's Piddle Party.
This isn't the same guy that does comedy either.
Puddle's Pity
Party. With a big balloon, is it?
I don't believe there's any comedy involved. I believe he's just a very good performer. He redid a.
Harry
like a
Shearer's
pop song.
Always got this big. On his live shows, that got this clown on stilts that's like 12 feet tall. And he comes out with a giant balloon
and just does
like an act with it.
You just saw. So I looked up Puddle's Piddle Party. I was looking to see when he's playing. Puddle's Pity Party. I keep saying Piddle. And the first picture that pops up is one of him with sitting next to Bobcat Goldthwait, which is bizarre because of the show's connection and Mike's connection with Bobcat Goldthwait, good friend of his. Weird.
That is weird.
Anyways, Puddles.
He might have been the one that mentioned it to me.
Do you have any Puddles pity party song requests?
There's one where he's sitting in front of a mic. That's a good one. It's a cover tune of a song that's popular now.
The Voice of an Angel.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh.
Pretty great.
I like it.
I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies.
He does have a really good voice, but he's also terrifying.
Yeah, yeah. Holy shit, he's great!
In a torn up town.
All right, I want to wake up with Trevor on my left and Puddles on my right. That'd be a dream wake up. We have to see this guy live, right?
I agree. So when's he playing next?
I don't know. I can't find it. The only thing I found was a picture of him sitting next to Bobcat.
You want
to
know what I got an idea about right now?
What's that? Oh, here we go.
Guess what?
What?
I'm going to book it on Thursday.
What's that?
We need to talk about it tonight or tomorrow.
What's that?
The next live after disaster at the Hollywood Improv,
uh-huh,
featuring Puddles' pity party afterwards.
I'm in. I think he's in Europe right now, or Australia.
Well,
yeah,
back.
He's
also,
in Australia.
I think they'll just keep outdrawing us.
Yeah, if he's touring Australia, I don't know if we can lure him.
I'm talking 6 weeks out, 8 weeks out.
February 13th to March 15th, he's at the Garden Adelaide. March 19th to March 22nd, Giant Dwarf Sydney. What? What's Giant Dwarf Sydney?
I don't know. But it's almost inappropriate.
And then March 26th to April 12th, he's at the Hi-Fi in Melbourne.
Hmm.
All right.
Shoot, this would be perfect.
We need to get him, yeah.
This would be perfect.
We need to get him.
Puddles pity party. I love it.
I'm into him. Yeah, he actually,
you'll like
what?
This one, Mike.
Is it Tom Jones?
No, it's terrible quality. Sorry.
What is it? What was that? So his profile picture
supposed
on Facebook.
Supposed to be in the ghetto.
His profile picture on Facebook is sitting next to Bobcat. That's why it's one of the first, if not the first, picture that popped up. So there, Puddles pity party. There you go.
I dig it. Mm-hmm. So Magic Castle. I think I would like to go back again.
At the original Magic Castle in Hancock Park, just sitting there with Moby and some other famous fucks. God damn it.
Does anyone even care that Moby shows up to every event now?
Does he?
That he lives in L.A.?
Are you sure it's just not a bunch of people look like Moby these days?
I think it's him. Mm-hmm. Like he goes to comedy shows, and I think he was at Patti Smith. I think he was behind us at Patti Smith, next to Morrissey and Jack Sparrow.
I got a date for you and me.
All right.
You've been down to the...
How old is she?
Santa Monica. You know, like overlooking the bluffs there, overlooking like the pier. It's called Palisades Park.
Are you talking about a quarter mile north of the pier?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's called Palisades Park, and it's like you see people doing Tai Chi up there.
You know my friend, I don't want to mention her.
Okay, you don't have to.
My friend owns a house up there, and you know her, you met her.
Okay.
It's pretty fucking cool.
That's fantastic. Has nothing to do with what I'm talking
about. But it overlooks all that stuff, the ocean and stuff.
Now, have you, one of the richest persons I've ever known, actually I went to their place that they were renting, because they looked for the most expensive apartment they could rent in Los Angeles for like a 2-year period.
Yeah.
And they got Mel Brooks's old apartment. It was still his, and he rented it to them for like $25,000 a month or something ridiculous. And it was like overlooking all that stuff. Mounds of cocaine when I walked in. Pretty
really?
Great, yeah. On the
Sounds
kitchen.
Good.
It was an open kitchen plan, and they had a big island, and there's just a mound of
cocaine.
A cocaine
island?
Yeah, it was a little mound. It was pretty great. But have you ever like noticed, it's been there forever, it just simply says camera obscura.
Yes, and I'm fascinated with that building.
Have you gone in it?
No, I thought it was a camera store at one time.
So I thought it was. I grew up in that area. I thought it was a camera store my entire life.
I thought
life.
It was an Obscura store.
Tyler, I will take this.
Wait,
microphone.
Wasn't it a camera store
Walk
at one time?
Walk the full extra
time?
20 yards and jam it in your mouth. What?
Was it a camera store
no.
at one time?
No. It's got a picture of a camera like on stilts. It's the very first camera ever created was called a Camera Obscura. Ever.
And like they built
a
building around it?
The
mid-1800s.
And
that prime property?
You ever take like a photography like in junior high? where they teach you to like you make your own little camera, and like, it's like a pinhole box.
No, but I've seen people do it.
It's the same concept as that, except it's giant. Because when they first started doing this, instead of using little shoe boxes, well, they probably didn't even
have
shoe
boxes. Was it a tourist thing?
They get... Because the city wants to remove it. Now, it's been there since...
No, it's got that cool font on
the outside.
I think
like 1899.
They cannot... What are they going
to
put their restrooms?
It used to be on the beach, and then they moved it up onto the bluff 10 years after. And it used to cost you 10 cents to go in there, and it has this giant lens, and then it has a full 360 view, except some trees have grown in the front of it now, and you can... it reflects back.
I had no idea.
There's a big giant like white table, a round table in the middle, and it reflects back down onto the table, and you can see like beachgoers, and you can see all this
stuff.
And
canceling Madonna in tomorrow, and I'm going to go there instead.
It looks so fucking great. Now, what's cooler is it's built on top of a an old folks like day gym or like daycare. So not even a daycare center. It's just like a place
senior
for them to hang
center.
Out. Senior center. Yeah. So you see all these old dudes. Then you go up there. And the city, there's some fucks that are trying to have it removed, or they want to have it changed. They want to expand the daycare center or the senior center. And
I don't like this.
And the guy, the spokesperson for it says, no, it's a very popular site. In fact, as many as 40 tourists came over our last season. 40 people went in there.
I don't give a shit. It's great.
That's like one a week.
You know what that reminds me of?
We have to go. Parking's going to be about $50 probably because that place is just awful.
No, it's not that bad. Parking. Those parking lots off 3rd are...
God, I want to go in there. Don't go there without me. If you go there before I go.
No, I want to go too. I've walked by it many times.
Okay.
And I thought it was an old camera store from the 40s and 50s, and then it went out of business, and the city kept the building up for nostalgia value.
It's got a 4 out of 5 on Yelp, or 4.5 out of 5.
Do you want to know what it reminds me of? So I trucked it out to Death Valley again on Saturday.
There's only, before we move on from Camera Obscura, there's only two of them. No one...
I gotta go check
it
out.
There's one here, and then there's one overlooking the Seal Rock.
Let's go on Saturday.
In San Francisco. San Francisco's got one, and they actually made the building look like a giant camera!
What do you mean that there are only two known?
Well,
like there's
only
some
two...
out in nature that we don't know about?
Let me tell you this.
I mean, somebody might have one in their backyard that they built, you know what I mean? All right.
Tyler has not been there, so you will not be familiar with the layout and the surroundings at Death Valley Junction, but Anderson's been there a couple of times, and it's barren, barren, barren.
I think 3 or 4 times now.
So there's the Opera House... building, that structure. There's a couple of broken down structures around it. There's the old craftsman houses, which are all falling down.
Uh-huh. Which we toured and we went in there. It's like actually the lady that owns Marta Beckett, she would live in a house until it became so damaged and ruined that she would just move into the house next door.
Yes. She's numerous 90, times. She's 90, still alive. Uh-huh. So I trucked it out there on Saturday. And across the street from the Opera House on what was essentially a giant vacant corner, because every corner out there is vacant because there's nothing out there.
Right, there's nothing.
Is a brand new building.
Right.
And it's a miniature art gallery with 4 photographs in it. There's 4 big windows, and each one's got a giant photograph. And I asked the guy at the Opera House, what's the deal? And he goes, first of all, we got into a little argument.
You and the Opera House guy?
Yeah. He goes,
is this after
you've
I
heard of
you?
The famous so-and-so Nick Lick photographer.
Is this after I talk to you?
Yeah. You've heard of the famous photographer so-and-so Lick, and I went, no. And he goes, you've never heard of him? And he goes, he sold one photo for $1.5 million, and he sold another photo for $4.9 million or $6-point-something million. Mm-hmm. And I started to go like, that's just not true. I'm like, no, he didn't. You're wrong. But this guy, I looked him up online. Apparently, he did sell one photo for $1 million.
But not the 4-point.
Which is fucking ridiculous.
I'm assuming he has very low self-esteem.
He built that building. He leased the land, and it's just got 4 of his photographs in there.
So when no one shows up to look at his little gallery, he goes, yeah, because we're so far away.
I got to tell you, I was there for about 40 minutes, and every car stopped. Like, just like, what is that? It's a brand new little gallery, and it's locked.
4 buildings?
But you can see four big photos. But
aren't they going to get sun damaged quickly?
Isn't somebody just going to ram into it with their car and steal them? Here's the thing.
No, none of Marta's.
I was out there and I spoke to you, and you said to talk to the Opera House about possibly doing the after disaster in it, which would be magical and wonderful.
It would be.
A great experience.
Yes.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Why not?
Because I met the woman who books it.
We used to, Mike used to have an inn with the people that used to run the place.
We could have done it in a friggin' heartbeat there.
They would have paid us to do it, probably.
We Anderson wanted to do a Valentine's Day show this Saturday.
Yeah. How great would that have been, Tita?
I'm still up for it.
Can't do it.
But did you make plans?
I kind of have to be at this thing now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have no plans.
We should have. But now we're talking about a St. Patrick's Day show.
Yeah.
What?
So I tracked down the woman and I said, you know, I introduced myself and said, oh, we actually did a show here like 5 years ago.
Less shows.
I know. But I found her and I said, I wanted to find out about possibly doing a performance in the Opera House. Well, what kind of performance is it? I said, a podcast. No idea.
Yeah, I told you
podcast.
I know.
So here's where everything came.
I said, we want to do a show. We're going to bring people, and they will buy booze, and they'll stay at your place.
Here's where everything came to a crashing halt. The nosy old man out there went, here's how it works. We charge $20, 10 for you, 10 for us. That's how we do it. And he goes, but you need to talk to her about booking it. And I was like, that's fucking too much.
Fuck you guys.
So I walked over to her. She was very nice, very nice person. Uh-huh. And she goes, send me a copy of your show. And Marta will listen to it and make a decision. And I was like, I'm out. We're done.
Here's what we do. Here's what we do. Easy, quick fix.
This is American Life. We
next
send
week.
American Life.
That'd be pretty good. Next week we do...
the cleanest, most...
Yeah.
Artistic, ballet focused.
Very ballet focused.
Yes.
A lot of ballet centric.
Art and ballet.
Let's do it. And then send it off.
I would love to pull that one over on him.
That'd be pretty great. Marta's got to listen to it.
By the way... I do want to go back out there with you.
Yeah.
I'd like all three of us to go and spend the day out there.
Wish there was a camera obscura out there.
There's remember that one room where they were setting up the junky old trains that was the roof was caving in?
Yeah.
Next to the cafe? Well, now they have a diorama of the entire Death Valley in
there.
That's
cool. Yeah, you're telling me.
And trains. And the two old guys that run under two assholes.
Right.
One guy's nice. One guy's an asshole.
One guy told you that he runs the whole place, but he's a liar.
Yeah, total fucking liar. Either way, they're even that guy just vocal expressed to me that if they start charging us rent, we're going to have to move. But then he told me about another place.
You should have stopped him and said, you know what? $20. $10.
That's right. $10 for you, $10 for me.
Fucking, do they think they're the world famous improv?
I don't know what they think.
That's what the world famous improv charges. $20.
What I think is these new people came in and thought, cha-ching, we got like a...
Why would they think they're in the middle of nowhere?
They are.
We're talking about the Armagosa Opera House, in case we have not been clear. Look it up. It's phenomenal.
So this is what I want to tell
you. We have some Snuff Said comments on their website.
Snuff Said.
Already?
So,
you just said the word. So the guy. Hey, Tyler, settle down.
The old train dude said, if we do have to leave here, there's a guy who owns, it's not, I asked him, is it a brothel? And he's like, no. But some guy owns like a vintage looking Western saloon with the rooms upstairs and the big staircase and downstairs that has like table games and stuff. And it's in Pahrump. And I do think it's a whorehouse. I think this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. But he goes, that guy said we could have a room there to set the trains up. And I was like, I don't give a fuck about your trains now. I just want to go there and check out that Western saloon.
Okay, yeah, we should do that. I thought, why are you telling me all this, though? Because you don't care about us.
I think we need to expand a little bit next time we go out there. Still stay at the Long Street, of course.
Yeah.
But I think we need to go into Pahrump and hit some of the whorehouses to check them out because... Someone in Death Valley, like 5 years ago, 6 years ago, told me there is a Western saloon whorehouse, which has like the restaurant, gambling downstairs, and the giant old-fashioned bar, and then the rooms upstairs where you take the
just
hookers.
Like Deadwood.
Yes. It's not time to go to bed until there's a saloon fight. And someone grabs a piano player and punches him across the jaw.
The whiskey like in unmarked bottles?
I don't know, but I'd like if the beer was warm, even though I'm not going to drink it, and the whiskey just...
Well, you remember last time how it went when you and I went to a brothel and I sent a picture of the... the sex menu to my wife.
Yeah, not thrilled.
Yeah, she was not pleased. And then I went dark. It's probably not good if you're married or in a relationship at all. Don't send your girlfriend or wife just a random picture of a sex menu, letting her know that you and your buddy are at a whorehouse, and then go dark and not respond to any of her emails or texts or phone calls for 2 hours. That's bad. It wasn't my fault, though. Spotty reception out there.
Not your fault. We got trapped.
Yeah, but she was not pleased. She was so upset that I actually took her on our own little road trip as soon as we got home to make up for it. She was very jealous. She'll never hear this. Love you, honey. Love you.
I remember how upset she was.
Yeah. We're not going to talk anymore about that. That's one of the last big fights we got in. Okay.
Sex Menu sounds like a really shitty 80s band.
Play appetizers.
I got a couple more... quick little facts, random facts, interesting stuff, but we don't have a whole lot of time here.
Are we not going to talk about the Charles Manson's betrothed wanted to his body? Did you guys hear about this?
Yeah, yes. I heard about this.
Okay, great.
Please tell me
all
more.
Right, no, that's fine.
I heard about it in passing. Somebody
we all heard
about it.
It's fine.
I want to know where they got those details from about how she had a glass box that she was going to put the body in.
She wants his body, right?
She wanted his body. He found out about it, apparently, and decided to call off the marriage.
Uh-huh. Also, he said that he's going to live forever, so what's the... He's like, her plan was already foiled.
Well, why would he call off the marriage, then? If
he lives forever, that's going to be the world's most expensive inmate.
Probably already is close to the world's most expensive inmate.
You know what I didn't know about Charles Manson I thought was kind of interesting? Mm. I've been listening to this this podcast called Murder.
That sounds cool.
And it's the guy interviews authors about true crime books, and he's a... It's not the greatest podcast, but sometimes it's fascinating. Sometimes
well,
it's so slow. Give
me the after disaster, Mike.
It's so slow, my anxiety level is going through the roof because nobody knows how to.
The what?
Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. The guy who wrote a book on Manson, I thought he had some interesting facts. And one of the facts was that Charles Manson has been wheelchair bound for a long, long time, which I didn't know.
No idea.
Yeah. Huh. Fascinating, huh?
The more you know.
But I still think of him as this young, vibrant leader.
Nah, you see pictures of him recently. I say 15 years ago.
But I've never seen a picture of a frail gray little Charles Manson sitting in a wheelchair.
Plus the swastika on his forehead is no longer a swastika. It's a little X. X marks, like marks a spot. Which?
Has it been turning?
Yeah, like he carves it in. But then I guess he gave up. Maybe he was getting lazy. He didn't want to put the little hooks on the end of the swastika. So now it's just an X.
I don't like a lazy Charles Manson.
But
do
speaking
less,
of X's,
that was his thing.
Charles Manson.
Tyler.
Sorry.
Speaking of exes, quick little in and out. A little in and out trivia.
You cheated on your wife with your ex?
Went in and out with your ex?
Most people probably know what in and out is, right?
In and out burger?
Yeah.
Yes.
I become obsessed with their history the other night because a question came up on Trivia Crack, which I can't stop playing. Cannot stop playing that Trivia Crack. And it was, what is the first, who invented the drive thru? What was the first drive thru ever? And I guessed properly, and that was in and out. But I didn't even.
Are you serious?
I'm always looking for like wrong answers, like so I can report them. Because sometimes I'm so sure that I'm right, but I'm wrong, and I'll look it up every single time. They've been accurate.
I didn't know in and out was that old.
You're almost from Trivia Crack Parts.
I know that one woman owns the company now, and she's not that old, and
she
made a very rare appearance at the Anaheim In and Out Burger like 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I was reading the article, and they're like estimated worth like $1.9 billion, and I was like. Oh, my gosh.
A lot of expansion going on.
I heard she does it animal style,
bro. She just inherited everything.
She's the granddaughter of the original owner. But
she got everything.
Nothing? Yeah. Nothing for that?
Are you heard she does it animal style? That was crass, Tyler? She's a good woman. You know how like there's always people talking about how it's a very religious company?
Yes.
It turns out one of their owners, like in the early 90s, who died in a helicopter, a plane crash. Like, he was like a born again for a short period of time. And some of that stuff still lingers, I guess. I haven't checked recently, but they would have Bible verses on.
Well, I
will.
As that plane was going down, he was probably thinking, "Wait,
no,
this, I'm getting farther from heaven."
I think he was thinking, "Thank God,
he's in the plane, he's closer to heaven."
I put all those Bible verses on the cheeseburger, so now
I'm
going
worth something.
And God's like, "I hate to tell you, but you killed like 30,000 people that had coronary."
But
disease.
One of the very cool things about it's true, he probably did kill a lot
also
of people.
For people that don't know, you can order burgers.
What if God goes,
style,
"Cows are my favorite"? Sorry, Tyler.
Tyler, yes, animal style fries. There was
the majority of the country doesn't know anything about In-N-Out.
Here's how bad reporters are everywhere. Mm. One of the reporters asked her, "Hey, what would you ask that woman if you got a chance to talk to her in a parking lot of In-N-Out Burger, you had a camera crew?
Would
your question be like, when are you going to add chicken sandwiches? Because that wouldn't even occur to me.
No, I would ask her like, if In-N-Out wasn't available, where would she go to a drive-thru?
What are you
going to
do with
choose?
That money?
So, I was reading about like the lawsuits that occurred with the family members and other people.
I don't like when there's discontent.
It was because like it's been pretty much a family-owned business, but then there were some other people that kind of creeped up, and they were like CEOs for a while, and they were trying to do things that were. Oh, and then there's this other in Texas. There was this like fake In-N-Out that popped up, and they had animal style everything, and they sent like spies over there to like order like things off the menu, and they gave it to them, so they got a cease and desist. Pretty sweet.
You know what I like about In-N-Out Burger is they will not open a location that they cannot drive the meat to fresh. They will not freeze the meat, so if it's within a day's drive, that's as far as they'll go so far until they have a processing plant near there, their own plant.
Yeah, that's cool. A day's
drive.
So
that's why they've expanded from Southern California into Arizona, Nevada,
and
now
Texas.
Yeah.
So here's
taking a long time.
The one very cool thing that I learned of all these little facts about In-N-Out, the one coolest thing that I learned was, you know how a lot of them have the X's, the palm tree X?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
And?
A lot of people, there's various reasons as to why, and speculation as to why.
It's the Charles Manson thing.
It's as simple as this. He made the X palm trees as actually, it's an ode to the original father, who or grandfather now, who owned, who invented In-N-Out, because his favorite film was It's a Mad,
I
Mad,
love that film.
Mad, Mad World. How
no
cool
way!
That? How cool
oh, my
that?
God.
Doesn't that
oh
make you like
God.
In-N-Out even more?
Okay, that's the best. If that's true, that's the
it's
best
It's absolutely
trivia.
True. I read
that's
it like three different places. I was up for 2 hours just reading about
it. When
In-N-Out
I was a kid, I saw that movie, and when they showed the X's from a different angle, and you could see it was X's, chills.
Yeah, right?
The most chills I've ever
that's
had
right.
run up and down my spine through my entire body. I was like mesmerized.
How cool is
stunned,
that? How cool is
shocked.
That?
Yeah. I was like, I did not see that coming as a child. I have not seen that movie since I was a kid, but that build up to that, it's buried underneath the X.
It's a great movie. It's a great movie.
It was a great movie, and that...
They don't make them like that anymore.
That is the best trivia that I may have ever heard in my life.
I'm glad that you like that. It's a mad, 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 mad world. If you have not heard of or seen...
That is good trivia.
It's a long movie. A lot
yes.
going on. A
lot of cameos in that movie.
Rat Race came out a few years ago with... probably about 15 years ago now with Seth Green. That was a cheap ripoff of It's a Mad, 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 Mad World.
I think that movie had the most cameos.
God, there's everybody's in that movie.
Aside from the Muppet movie.
I was showing Jillian the trailer, and like everyone, all the recognizable like people you've seen from sitcoms or
every
old comedy.
Every famous
from
comedian from
70s.
The 50s and 60s was in that movie.
So, that's why.
I'm starving, and I just made the mistake of looking up In-N-Out facts.
Sorry, buddy.
Wow.
I got obsessed
okay,
with In-N-Out.
Okay, I right. have even more respect for In-N-Out now.
That's where I found Camera Obscura, too, is when I was playing Trivia Crack, and Camera Obscura was the answer. I got it wrong, so I'm like, I don't think
But
that's
you've seen the
practice.
Building before you found that trivia, right?
Camera Obscura, yeah. That's yeah. why it all came rushing back. It all because I've been seeing it literally my whole life.
I've walked by it so many times, and I thought that was an old camera store.
We got to go in there.
And it went out of business.
It's free, too. You just got to sign in.
I'm in.
And the lens actually projects it onto a big white. It just looks like a regular white round table, like a dining table, like something you see at a fast food place.
I had no
and
idea.
And the image
had
goes down there, and you can. There's a big ship wheel, and you can move the lens to different parts to look at different stuff.
And I love the fact that they only had 40 tourists last season.
Yeah, we had as many as 40.
I love it.
He was bragging. He was boasting.
You know why I went to Death Valley?
Why?
One, because I find solace there. Uh-huh. Two, because I wanted to scope out the campground behind the Long Street and see if I could do a little camping.
You absolutely
there.
Could.
Yeah, yeah, looks like it's going to be scary as shit, though.
Probably.
Because it's distanced from the hotel. But there were all these RVers down there. Not a lot, like 5 or 6. And then a couple of people that look like they live there in their trailers. And then it's just miles and miles of desert.
Nice. I know there's a lot of in between that where you sit at the bar and you look at the mountainscape.
Yeah.
That's probably about 3 to 8 miles
yeah.
in between.
I think you're right.
It's pretty 3 to 8.
It looks like it's right there, but it's at least 3 miles.
Yeah, it's probably like you'd die if you had to walk it without
no.
water.
No.
Yeah, you'd die. You'd probably die.
I don't know.
One last fact, and I have not looked it up. I just heard a little bit about it on the radio a few days ago, and it was fascinating. And it's one of these things where, like, if we ever do the academic disaster, I actually come in with more knowledge. But they have finally, the U.S. government, the U.S. military, has finally invented a bullet. That changes direction mid-course.
I saw an article about that, and...
That's fascinating. For snipers especially, people are all up in the sniper's business right now because of American Sniper, but they're going to be able to hit like...
People are all up in sniper's business.
They are. They're like all up
right
in
now. You're at a bar, somebody goes, what do you do, buddy? You don't even want to tell them
Yeah,
a
back
sniper.
In the day. Back in the day, backdraft. People are all up in the fireman's
right.
business. Yeah,
that's right.
Uh-huh. But you can hit people like they did in that movie... What was that movie with Angelina
I need to
Jolie?
Know the technology
Wanted.
Behind
Wanted.
That
was
before
sweet.
I believe it.
I was trying to figure it out, and he didn't get into the actual how it works technologically.
I saw it on like the Wired website or something they were talking about, and I thought it was just like a Popular Mechanics bullshit story. You know that magazine Popular Mechanics?
Yeah,
every
yeah.
single thing that's ever been on the cover is just make-believe.
Right.
A car that runs on air.
Yeah.
You're like, I got
to
check this article.
Like if they like a little fin comes up, but like it's spinning. The fucking bullet spins, and I don't want a bunch of geometry sent to my inbox, please.
Hey, I thought of some. I was thinking about war, as I often do, and I thought.
Were you trying to think of how to become friends with the
no,
black man?
Here's what I thought.
Trying to find your nearest foxhole.
Okay, the animal rights
nearest
people
foxhole?
Are not going to like this, but when it comes yeah. to the heat of battle, someone's got to make a sacrifice. You're not going to like this either. Now that I just looked at you. You just train animals to fight.
Yeah.
Dogs,
They've
wolves,
been doing that
coyotes.
With dolphins
I'm,
for a
No,
long
I'm talking about you just open a trailer and like 75 coyotes that are hungry for blood, that are wearing armored vests, sharp teeth, just go.
You gotta file the teeth.
Tearing at the end. Some are carrying bombs. There is
still more to fear. Drink it
untold. Yeah, gorillas parachuting in. I'm dead fucking serious. Why would you carpet bomb a village when you could drop off a dozen gorillas that
For
are
complex
just
news,
mad,
I'm Adam on Welch. And if you
on
needed one more reason to be terrified of the military advances being made by the United States Department of Defense, DARPA, allow us to introduce the exact
costumes.
It might look like that part of life. Neck massager your mom keeps in the nightstand, but it's actually a 50 caliber bullet that can change directions midair. This is what a 50 caliber bullet looks like.
What the fuck?
And this is what they
coked up gorillas for like 12 months. Then you just drop them off at all the cave openings and let them run in.
You know, this is
they
most
see
offensive
him, and they're like, there's the guy that's been hitting me with a stick.
I think like our fine military men and women who serve this great nation and listen to this here.
Well, I'm saving lives.
I think they're thinking, wow, he's saying a gorilla could do my job.
No, mm-hmm. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying I'm going to save Americans' lives.
Okay. Not American animals' lives.
No, we're going to get those gorillas from another country.
That's the from their own country.
That's the irony.
We steal from the Iraqi zoo.
How about this?
Yeah.
How about this? If we ever have to go to war with India, we train cows to kill.
Oh, that's not bad because it's sacred.
They're not going to kill the cows.
They're not going to kill the cows. They're like, what do I do? They're killing my daughter. Oh, is that racist? Was that
what are you doing?
No, they're not going to kill kids. We're going to train them.
And you cannot touch the cow. It is sacred. No, I shouldn't do that.
I don't know what that is. Like a Swedish guy?
Bender like Beckham.
I'm so excited about that In-N-Out trivia.
All right. We should play the music. We got to do a tight hour here. I want to go to Australia so I can see puddles.
Do you guys want to make a after-disaster road trip to Death Valley?
To the whorehouses, you mean?
No, like, forget the opera house.
Why don't we have a contest? Whoever can turn on the most.
Let's just do it at the Long Street because they have a conference room there. They have that little bar that's just like.
No, we have to do it at the Opera House.
Yeah, we better.
Why don't we just say we want to go look at the Opera House when we have a bunch of friends with us? And then just bust out microphones, yeah.
How long can we stay in here? I don't know.
We're still looking at it. We're just happy to be talking into microphones now that are coming out of monitors.
Well, these guys are still talking, and for some reason they're talking about In-N-Out Burger, and
Marta
everyone's
has
listening.
To listen. Wait, so the old man said that.
The old man said, here's how it works, $20, you take 10, we take 10. And then he said, but you got to talk to the woman, she books it. And she said, I have to run it by Marta. Marta makes all the decisions. And so she'll listen to
your
show.
So we
got to
wait a couple months till Marta dies, and then we're in. We shouldn't send her this one, probably. Huh?
No.
Let's send her this one. I mean, might as well. Let's send her something. Why not send this one?
What if they're like, she said you Pabs can have it for free. We're like, yeah.
She's just a snuff set.
Anderson, have you heard of a film called American Hippopotamus?
American Hippopotamus, no. What is it?
It's my new favorite thing that I'm looking forward to. You brought it to mind when you were talking about wild, all these crazy animals in America. Did you know that in the early 1900s they were talking about bringing hippopotamuses over to America, to Louisiana, to be a new
form of meat?
Yeah. But
I did know that.
It's the story behind it that is crazy, and they're making a movie about it. I guess Edward Norton and Brett Ratner are attached.
Yeah.
The only thing stranger than the hippie idea itself was the partnership promoting it. At its center were two hard-bitten spies, Frederick Russell Burnham, a superhumanly competent frontiersman, freelance adventurer, and fervent optimist. He'd be the inspiration for the Boy Scouts and Indiana Jones.
Wow.
And his partner was Fritz Duquesne, a.k.a. the Black Panther, a virtuoso con man and cynical saboteur who has believed only in his own glorification and revenge. They had also recently been sworn enemies under orders to assassinate each other, and they would soon be enemies again. But for one brief and shining moment, they joined behind a common cause, transforming America into a nation of hippopotamus ranchers.
Wow.
Well, how much meat do hippopotamuses have?
A lot.
No, they're responsible for just blubber.
They're hippopotamize. Is that what you say? Hippopotamize?
Hippopotamize.
They are responsible for more deaths by animal in Africa than any other animal.
Yeah, yeah.
Except mosquito.
All right, Mr. Trivia Crack.
No, I had heard that. I heard
mosquito
they're very dangerous.
Malaria. And they're actually supposed to be quite sweet animals once you tame them.
How do you tame them?
It's bizarre. I'm looking at the page right now.
Okay, imagine this. We're at war with a little village.
Yeah, you just unleash some hippos on them.
Six hippos start making their way through the village, just plowing over people's
chests. How do we train
them
to shoot the guns, though?
They don't need to shoot guns.
They have no thumbs.
They just run over people.
They just plow them. Plow, son.
Okay, my idea for the animals goes way beyond just like wolves and coyotes and gorillas. I'm talking snakes, rats with
snakes?
AIDS.
You're going to beat some snakes while you're wearing your Osama mask?
Here's the problem, Mike. It would take so many man hours. It would take so many man hours to train these animals to do what you want when all you could do is just, you know, hurl a bomb and done.
I like the idea of a gorilla ripping someone's arms off.
A messed up gorilla, that is pretty
cool. Yeah.
So you just want like Planet of the Apes.
Yeah. And then we bomb the gorillas to get rid of them.
And then we got to train a whole new batch every time.
Good. You know what? This is a bad idea now that I think about it because it's too mean.
What's like the nuclear bomb? You drop a blue whale city.
In-N-Out Burger.
We could be eating hippo burgers from In-N-Out.
Just too squishy. Too much fat.
I need this movie in my life now. I should just read the book, I guess.
That's a good idea.
But wow, and I guess they hated each other
less.
Too, right?
If you'd like your free book, go to audible.com/afterdisaster.
No, this is an anti-ad. Audible's the worst. Hey.
The worst? Why do you say that?
Because they're not an advertiser. This is that's why FuckFlix is called FuckFlix. It's because they're not an advertiser on the old film vault. So these two guys that
wanted
to bring.
Did you even approach them to be advertisers?
Kind of. I mean, I pass their office often.
That's
often,
not approaching often. Them. It's weird that you call them FuckFlix as if they.
We had representatives approach them, and they said we only take family-friendly programming. That we only advertise on family-friendly. And I think, wow, says the company FuckFlix that's currently streaming Irreversible. Watch a woman be anally raped for 11 minutes via FuckFlix. Who only wants to advertise on family friendly?
I gotta say, Netflix has taken a nosedive in their documentary section because it's all.
They'll put everything.
Oh my
shit.
God! Didn't we talk about this
terrible.
Last week?
Yeah, how many true. Hitler documentaries do I need to see?
So these two dudes hated each other that wanted to bring the American hippopotamus. Oh,
they hate each other and they're supposed to kill each other.
Oh, this is good. You're right. This could be fantastic. This
right?
Could be great. Okay. Thank you for bringing that. So
it sounds like a Wes Anderson film, but it's real. I'm very confused.
Oh, stop it with your Wes Anderson.
I can hardly wait in 20 years to read the stories about the.
Do not sully.
About the. Animatronic hippo and how it malfunctioned.
And its name was Sam?
Was that the name of Jaws?
No. What was the name of Jaws? What the fuck was the name of Jaws? Steve or
Jaws.
Something. No, they had a name for him.
Yeah,
James
Jaws.
Roger or something. Ah, fuck
what
was his
just
name?
Called him Jaws.
Hey, listen here. This is what we learned. Puddle's Pity Party, right? Yeah.
Is this the new thing where we recap?
I don't know. Just tonight because we learned tons of shit. Camera Obscura, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? X's, palm tree X's, and In-N-Out.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
It's an ode to it's a mad, 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 mad world. Finally, American Hippopotamus.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
I challenge any one listener to say, hey, I was familiar with all four of those things before listening to that their program.
This is already turning into the academic disaster.
Hey, we're on our way.
We're doing it.
We're doing it.
I'm excited about all this stuff.
My favorite part of the program tonight was when we were talking about the possibility of the March live show, and I just hear Tyler in the background going, no, less.
I'm still drained from the last one.
Good night.
What was that? I'm still drained from the last one.
It's been a long day.
Thanks for not listening.